And usually at the Learn at Lunch series, you always talk with or see Rosalie Josephson. She's on vacation, so I'm standing in her stead. And I'm here today to welcome you to our Learn at Lunch series and to introduce our speaker for this afternoon. This afternoon, we have Sally Gary, who is back by popular demand. She was here 2 years ago talking about the best steals and deals in San Diego, and she's here today with additional information as she renews her book. She has a book out that gives detailed information about the best deals and steals, and she has a new edition of that book that will be coming out, and it's at the printers as we speak. So if we thought that today she would have an opportunity to perhaps sign those books at the end of the session as you pick them up, but she does not have them with her. So if you would like a copy, if you would like to purchase a copy, if you will sign up, she has an email address list here, and I will pass it around. And if you're interested, you may sign up and get information about the book. Okay, so we'll start. That
and
here.
Other bargains. I and send bargains. Out bargains to people on my email list.
Okay. So a little bit about Sally. As I said, she's been here before addressing this group, probably at the Price Center. She is the author of the Best Deals, Deals, Freebies, and Bargains in San Diego. It's in its 9th edition. She's a graduate of San Diego State University and a former educator. She's a popular speaker for organizations and businesses and a workshop instructor on bargain hunting at Grossmont College. So if you want a whole course in bargain hunting, I suppose you could take that class at Grossmont. Sally has been seen and heard on television and radio, and we unfortunately today, you won't be able to autograph the books, but typically she does autograph her books for us. So join me in welcoming Sally Gary to UCSD.
Thank you very much. Is this on? You can. I'm not hearing me as much as I heard you. Oh, hello. There. Well, there we've got that. Yep. Better? Is it definitely now? Everybody in the back knows for sure the mic's on? Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming. It is my privilege to be here today to talk to you about all the best deals, steals, and freebies and bargains in San Diego. But this will only be the tip of the iceberg, for sure. We could be in here for weeks talking about wonderful finds, let me tell you. We frequently focus on things that we don't want in our lives, you know, like gas price hikes and debt and clutter and obligations and escalating food and energy costs. But there comes a time when we want to focus on solutions. What do we want more of in our lives? Budget stretchers, inexpensive or free pleasures that bring joy and serenity to your life during these troubled and uncertain times. So today we're not going to talk about the big problems that are going on that we're all facing, but we're going to talk about some real good solutions and stuff. I brought in for everybody a refrigerator hang up, you know, just stick a little magnet and put it on there, and gives you 25 plus free things to do in San Diego. And it also has my contact information on there. So we'll have time at the end for some questions, okay? And it looks like not many of you brought your lunch, so we won't be going the full hour and a half, okay? When I speak, I don't give out addresses and so forth. You know, I was able to find them. I'm sure you all can too, right? I mean, we can't stop and let people write down addresses and stuff. Okay, well, everyone loves a bargain regardless of station in life, even the multi-gazillionaire Donald Trump says he wants to have the very best and to pay the very least, and that certainly was a very appealing concept to me on a school teacher's salary. You're probably wondering, well, who are you and what in the world are you doing up here talking to us about bargains in San Diego? Well, I'm Sally Gary, and I am a recovering school teacher, okay? And will I ever get over that? When I left education, I was in a bookstore one day, and I saw the L.A. Bargain Book, and I just said, got to have this. A few weeks later, I was in another bookstore, and I saw the book Bargain Hunting in the Bay Area. This big light bulb went on, and I jumped up and down and said, this is what God wants me to do. He wants me to run home and write a book about all the bargains in San Diego. Well, how do you do that if you don't know them? Well, being fairly enterprising, I decided I would call Grossmont College and put on a workshop for people, and they would bring in their bargains and so forth, and I called them up. They didn't even require an interview. Boom, they said, do it. You know, this is through their community education program, the three-hour seminars that they have on, you know, on weekends, usually. And so that was so easy, I decided to call the rest of the community colleges around the county. You know, no problem. Everybody was jumping on it. I'm in my ninth edition of the book, so this was in the early 90s, like 91 or something, and one of the colleges sent out a press release to all the newspapers in town, and the LA Times was in San Diego at that time. Does anybody remember when LA Times had a San Diego edition? And they picked up on it, and they called and just interviewed me over the telephone, and the next day they wrote an article entitled, How to Have a La Jolla Lifestyle on a Mira Mesa Income, which didn't hurt things for me at all, right? So the next thing you know, I was getting calls to come and speak, and I told people I wasn't a speaker. Actually, I got busy, and it took me about 6 months of research, of sharing information and so forth, and I'm really good at research. And I came out with a book called Get More for Your Money in San Diego, which was revised to San Diego's Best Bargains and San Diego's Best Freebies and Bargains and so forth, all the way up until now I'm coming out with, it says here, the ninth edition here, okay, which I'm very proud of. I mean, I would sit and jump up and down in my desk chair over little blurbs and things that I know can change a lot for people. I mean, I've had people tell me, you know, my information has changed their lives completely, okay? So, you're going to love this. Research shows that people who run around tracking down bargains are actually happier people. They report less depression and more general satisfaction with life. So not only is it good for your pocketbook, you know, but it's also good for your health as well. I have never met a bargain hunter that didn't have a smile on their face. I mean, they love it. They love it. There's a little old lady in my neighborhood who's so crippled over with arthritis she can hardly stand up, and she's out there at those yard sales on weekends just as happy as a clam. Big smile on her face. I ran into her in one of the drugstores, and she was buying boxed wine, and I just had to chuckle at that, you know, because here, that is a deal, right? The boxed wine, you get 5 liters. Right. But you know that two-buck chuck is available at Trader Joe's, which has been a very well, it's rated highly, you know, I mean, not mega highly, but it's rated as a good wine, and you can buy, you know, 12 bottles of it for $24, where some people spend $24 for one bottle of wine. Also, have you heard of the new store Fresh and Easy that has come to San Diego? I have one that just opened in my neighborhood. I love it. You know, it's different. At first, you're in sort of like another country. You think, what is this? All these different labels, blah, blah, blah. But they have two-buck chuck, too, sort of, and their version is called the Big Kahuna. So if you're having a party or something and you need that, I think that's a fun thing. Okay, let me throw out a few more quick bargains at you. Is anybody going to have a birthday this month or next month? This month or next month. Okay, are you ready for this? Fat City, you know Fat City Restaurant down on Pacific Highway, a wonderfully rated restaurant, is giving a free birthday dinner to the birthday boy or girl during September and October only, okay? Don't ask me why, but I'll tell you this, business is a little down, 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 and people are not eating out as much or as often, and as a result, you're going to find more coupons out there than ever before. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. For anybody else who has a birthday ever again, the last Thursday of the month, the Boathouse on Harbor Island honors the birthday boy or girl with a free prime rib dinner. Will that work for you? Why not? It's like everybody who has a birthday in September, say, can go to the Boathouse. You're going to be very sick of prime rib here because the Cafe Madrid, Ole Madrid, downtown on Fifth Avenue, does the same thing, but only on the last Wednesday of the month for anybody who has a birthday that month. And I don't know why Fat City is only doing it for 2 months, but I have to call them and find out if maybe they're going to do that all year long now. But, okay, another one is, if you like coupons and you like to eat out a lot, we're going to talk about this for a second. Go to your favorite restaurant. Give me your favorite restaurant. Who likes the restaurant in town that's your favorite restaurant? Huh? Jake's in Delmar. Go to www.jakesdelmar or find, you know, go to Google and Google Jake's Delmar and the information will come up and see if they have a website where you can sign up. I have found that so many restaurants have these websites and they want you to, they're so glad you came to their website, right? And it'll say, sign up here to receive email specials. I mean, this works great. And I got one, I decided to do that at the Black Angus one day. And Black Angus says, register your birthday. And this is what they all do, okay, if they have this sort of thing. They do it at Soup Plantation. They do it at Hometown Buffet. They do it at Rubio's. They'll send you, my birthday was in July, and Rubio's emailed me a thing that just come in. You can have any plate that you want, any of their combo plates. You owe me one. So you can have a fun birthday month with all your... And then the next month you cut back, Okay. How about telephone cards? Do people, some people have land phones and cell phones, right? I have to definitely have both because if I can't find my cell phone, what am I going to do? I have to call up and find me, somewhere. Half the time it's in the car. I also was using telephone cards that you can get at Walmart where you get like 600 minutes for $20, okay? Then I found Costco had a better deal of 700, and it was 670, now it's 740 minutes for $20, okay? Okay, the 99-cent only stores, who likes the 99-cent only stores? And they're going up, on their prices. I don't know what they're going to do there yet, but it was in the paper the other day that they're going to go up. They probably should do 99 cent plus only, okay? And let's hope they don't just go like the rest of them have, where they've got all these things for $7 and $8 and whatever. But the 99 cent store right now today has telephone cards 99 minutes for 99 cents, which is only a penny a minute. Where, yes, those other ones are 3 cents a minute that I was telling you, Walmart and Costco, or between 2 and 3. Now, you can also use Skype. Does anybody in here use Skype? Do you like it? Does it work for you? Are you happy with it? Okay, Skype is free. You just go to www.skype.com and figure that one out, and you get free long distance there. But I had a friend who told me he didn't like that, and then I had somebody tell me they really liked Magic Jack. Have you heard of Magic Jack? It's magicjack.com, and it's $20 for this gizmo that you stick into your USB port, and then you plug a phone into it. Okay, just an instrument. Doesn't have to be a phone line. I just unplug mine from the regular thing and plug it into that. And you have free long distance. And it gives you a third phone, It gives me a third phone, which I really like because then I can, and you can call information and so forth on there. And I found out, too, that you can call something like 1-800 free info to get for the, instead of getting charged, don't your phones cost you a fortune to charge? Or you may have to Google that one because I've forgotten it already. I just found out about it this morning. It's something, just go to Google free information. See if that works, but it was 877 free information or something. Okay, you like that? Now, coupons, who likes the entertainment coupon book? And you all sell them here, don't you? And who's had one this past year? Who's had one ever in the past, but they don't have many more? Okay, well, guess what? What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go to their website, www.entertainment.com, and just look around, okay? And you don't have to buy it there. In fact, you know, don't buy it there, but they probably sell them here at the school, don't they, at the bookstore? And so you'd buy it there if you wanted to. But what you want to do is you want to get on their emailing list. Because what happens is, okay, ta-da! After, okay, they sell them in the fall, right, as fundraisers for schools, and the schools get, and other organizations, the Society for the Blind and so forth, they get $8 of the 43 or 45, whatever they charge for them, right? Okay, then they only sell them during the fall, and at the end of the fall, the company wants the unsold copies back. Well, what do they do with them? Watashiwa found out here what they do with them. They start marking them down. So you go to their website after January and February and whatever. And let me see, this one came to me in March. And this was $10 only that particular year. Okay, they had so many of them back that they were selling them for $10 plus $5 shipping. And they're good. That was in March. April, May, June, July, August, September, and October. They're good for like 7 months. Is that a deal? You might reconsider buying. I will not buy one again until they do it on sale. Then they'll get you on the mailing list, and sometimes they'll have it for just $10 off if they, and but they offer you another thing, a $25 restaurant certificate. And you know, sometimes they offered it 50% off. So you don't know what the deal is, but the longer you wait, if you wait until like May, you know, that's the cheapest price you can get it at. $10. Okay. So, all right, more coupons on that too. You no longer have to run out and get the reader to look up a coupon, because now you can go to sdreader.com and you've got all, and you click on coupons, and then you click on restaurant. And all our coupons are there, and you can print them. So when somebody says, let's do dinner, you say, excuse me a minute while I go find us some coupons, right? And you can do the same thing at the Union Tribune. You go to uniontribune.com or ut.com or signonsandiego.com. Then here's one that I really like. Every neighbor, has anybody seen this? Get one free. It should come in your mail. Most of you probably think it's junk mail and just throw it away. But it has restaurants in your neighborhood, in your little neighborhood. They make several editions of this, you know, for different areas. And ta-da, I think it's great. And but you, if you don't have it and you can't find it, what do? Get one, number one. It has to be the number one. Get one free.com. Coupons up the yin-yang. There you go. All right. And, of course, your local newspaper has them, you know, for your little neighborhood area. And I found one. I love the restaurants downtown and up in Hillcrest. And there is one called, it's a magazine that gets delivered to my house, even though I'm in Point Loma. And it's about this size, okay? And it says Uptown on it. Uptown, have you ever seen it? It has those fabulous restaurants. Two for one right now. The best deals ever, because see, the economy has just gone, ooh, and instead of having 25% off on the second dinner and stuff, now they're giving one away free. They want to keep their employees and so forth. And this time of year, before the holidays, is when people start shopping, you know, for the holidays, and they're cutting back on eating out. So there's lots of offers out there for you. Here's what the reader had when I printed it out for you. Two pages of coupons of just restaurants. Not all of them are get one free, but most of them, actually, it was 2.5 pages. And in that get one free, you can. It was an advertisement here for the Viejas, where you get you know, free prime rib dinner and all of that. That works for me. Here's the 99-cent store phone card that I just love, and you better get them now. Here's another freebie for you. This is one of my favorite finds. Anyone who has a zip code in this area, meaning, you know, not from Wyoming or whatever, but if your driver's license shows that you live in this area, this is a sleeper, let me tell you. Anybody ever seen the Old Town Trolley? Well, okay, the only way I found out about it was I had a guest coming who wanted, I had my leg in a cast, couldn't drive, and she wanted a tour of San Diego. She asked me to get her a tour. So I looked up all the tours, and I called them. And this one, I got to go free because my zip code, with the purchase of one ticket for somebody, yes. And furthermore, you sign up for it online, you save like $4. It's normally 32, you get it for 28. And you just print out this thing and you take it to Old Town. And I wonder, why would anybody need a trolley tour of Old Town? You know, I walk it all the time. I mean, why would you need that? Well, that's not what it is, though. It looks like a trolley. It starts in Old Town and it goes to 8 places around San Diego, and it's a great thing. You all get a group of people together and get on that and have some fun. Fresh air, open air, and you go across that Coronado Bridge with all that air. It stops at 8 places, you know, Coronado, the zoo. You can get off and get back on. So if your relatives come, you can get rid of them for the day, and, you know, and it's a deal, right? It's a deal. You buy the tickets and go. Okay, another one of my favorite things is, like, anybody wear Reeboks or leisure shoes? Yeah, right? The Reebok outlet out at Viejas, if you go in to that store and sign up to be on their email list, they will send you cards all the time that say 40% off your whole order. They also have a special where you buy 2 pairs of shoes, you get the 3rd pair free. And they don't just have shoes, you know, they've got sweatshirts and, you know, baseball hats, and they've got everything leisure, you know, everything leisure. So that is a really good one. And start asking about your discounts and so forth, because I'm a member of AAA, and I know to ask, do you give a AAA discount? And they did. They gave 15%. But you can't get both. You can't get the 40% and the 15%. I'll settle for the 40, right? Okay. And whenever you go to a factory outlet to begin with, you always want to go to their office first and pick up their coupon book that gives you 10 and 15% off or more on a lot of the outlets, as well as some of the places where you eat. Okay. How about some of you gals? There are some things in there for guys, but you know about the Everything $5 store. That has some name brands and whatever you're in it. I'm kind of shocked. It's got some good stuff. I mean, I saw Liz Claiborne stuff and whatever. And they do have some men's things and some children's things. Everything is now $5.99. Yeah. Okay. So in my search of San Diego, I unearthed big ticket items like deluxe bargains where you can buy houses for $500 and $1,000 down in the repo market. I found BMWs and Volvos that you can get factory direct and get a ticket to Europe thrown in with it. And then you can drive the car around Europe for a month or whatever you want to do and get it shipped back in a few weeks. And I ran into a man in the gas station the other day who had just done that. Somebody commented about it, this cute little convertible thing he had. He said, I did the deal where I got the free trip to Germany and, got his car and had it and drove it, put 2,000 miles on it, he said, while he was over there, and then had it shipped back. And actually, my neighbor on the corner, when she read my book, she did it. She went and got a Volvo, which is very nice. Okay. I found where you can get cruises for half off. And I found tons of middle of the road things, and cheap bargains. And I also unearthed a lot of high-end bargains, like the Italian designer Versace's factory outlet, where you can get a $300 t-shirt for a mere $100. Yes, I think we can do a little better than that. And I found upscale bargains at outlets like Off Rodeo Drive and the Gucci outlet and the Donna Karan and Coach purses. I have tracked this down. The Coach purses are genuine. They are not special stuff that is made to sell only in factory outlets. I have contacted them, and I almost have it in writing that it really, they aren't a special line, that they truly are Coach purses that were in their boutiques and departments. Well, that wouldn't be department stores. Department stores don't send them back. Okay, so Ellen Tracy and Liz Claiborne, Neiman Marcus Last Call. I found that San Diego is loaded with freebies, hundreds of free things to do in San Diego. I have only given you a mere tip of the iceberg here on that one, okay? I found where you can get free money for your opinion. Participating in market research. Has anybody done that? I'm sure some of you in here have done it. Yeah? What have you done?
I did a mock trial, and I did a talk about the cars that used to be the SIP car now, but it used to be a different
one. Okay, the mock trial. What did they pay you for that?
I believe it was $120.
Okay, I got paid. Are you ready for this? $360 to be in a two-day one. Of course, you guys work, but this was a very interesting, I guess, thing. Actually, they probably should have paid us more because we had to listen to attorneys, you know, yeah, giving their boring. Right? No, actually, it was kind of interesting and informative. But I found where you can get free furniture. Oh, I do like that one. Free airline tickets, free rent, free state-of-the-art medical care, free legal opinions, free computer classes. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Free money to go to college, free job hop lines and job training, free employees or low-cost employees, you know. But you can get free employees as interns. I live near Point Loma Nazarene University, and I get, is that me doing that? How can we stop that? Don't move, right? Maybe I'll, okay. All right, well, we'll see. How am I doing? You want me to look down under here and see if it's there? I don't think so. Okay. All right. Okay, so I found Fabulous Manufacturers Warehouse Annual Clearance Sale, where you can buy things like 10 cents on the dollar, and people stand in line all around the block to, you know, buy this outdated stuff from last year. I mean, come on, you've got clothes in your closet that are more, you know, a little old. I've got clothes, you know, 10-year-old clothes and so forth. So this could work for you really well, and especially if you have kids and they want sporting wear and so forth, shorts and surfboards and all of that. Just awesome sales they have. And here's one for Ariana's. They just sent me a card saying there, I'm cordially invited to attend Prana, P-R-A-N-A, and they sell a lot of athletic and outdoor and leisure type clothes. So you could probably just go to prana.com. 50 to 75% discounts on end of season and factory seconds. You do always want to ask about factory seconds. When I told my brother in Florida when I first got started in this business what I was doing, he says, oh, I remember some of your bargains, he said. He said, you gave me a shirt one Christmas where one sleeve was shorter than the other, and the pocket was sewn on upside down. Well, I've gotten a little better. All right, so you do want to ask, you know, about the seconds, you know, what's really wrong with it and so forth, okay. Oh dear, all right, let me give you a few tips for shopping, okay? Always, always, always check 6 to 10 sources, whether you're going to buy cars or shoes or airline tickets. Somebody is always going to be selling it to you for less. Don't be an impulse buyer. Do wait 24 hours, okay? Try three new places a month in what I call the underground world of shopping, and that's things like eBay and all the alternatives to the traditional malls, the 650 plus factory outlets that we have. Try yard sales and estate sales and police auctions. Oh golly, this guy who did some electrical work for me, I gave him a copy of my book as a tip, and he called me and told me that he went to the bicycle auction that they had, and that he got like a $2,000 bicycle for $200, and he was so stoked, you know. So you never know what's there. I say go to the swap meets and deluxe rummage sales and thrift stores and resale shops. Let me tell you a wonderful story about yard sales. I discovered something incredibly good about growing older, you heard me right, by going to yard sales, and that is that young people don't know anything, you know? I go to these yards, yes, they have these things. This one gal sold me a plate, and when I first got going in this business, you know, it's almost been 20 years, and I mean, I was just interested in everything, and I had time to do it, so I signed up for a class on antiques at Palomar College. I had to drive from Point Loma to go to the thing, and it was like a four-week class. Well, the lady said, the first thing you do is you go to yard sales, and you don't look at the front of the plate, you flip it over, and you look at the back of the plate, and you see what's on there. Well, the first time out, I go to a yard sale, and I flip it over. This gal had this little stack of plates, all mismatched, you know. Nobody else would have looked at them but me, right? And it said on the back, oh golly, what was the name of that country? Anyway, it hasn't been around since World War I. Okay, so this plate is almost 100 years old. I can't think of the name of the country right now for some reason. But also, there was a gal who was selling stuff, just lamps and whatever. And she had them displayed lying down on the ground without a lampshade on them. Well, I recognized that these were nice lamps. And I looked at them, and I looked for you want to always look for some signature on something, a name or something. And finally, way up top on this thing by the harp, I believe it was, it said the name of the lamp, which was a Stifel lamp, S-T-I-F-F-E-L, which I knew was a very expensive lamp. I couldn't afford them when I was a young bride. I got knockoffs, you know, but and I was very happy with them. But at this point, I didn't want the Stifel lamps, even if they were sitting there, right? But knowing that this was an incredible find, she wanted $10 a piece. Well, she only had one out, actually, and it didn't have a lampshade. And she said, I think I've got the lampshade of that in the garage. Let me go check. And she comes back out and she says, you know what? I have another one in there, too. Do you want it? They were my mother's or something. And she brings it out, and they were $10 a piece for these very pricey lamps. I only had like $14 on me cash. I asked her if she would take a copy of my book, you know, and she was thrilled, and I was thrilled, and I walk out of these two lamps I don't even want, right? But they were a bargain, right? They were a good bargain. And so what did I do? I drove straight over to Lamps R Us on Marina Boulevard and went in and asked if they had Stifel lamps, and they said they did, and they're traditional. Traditional doesn't go out of style. Here was the same lamp in there for like $398. So I drove them to Karen's consignment store. Okay, a consignment store. She decided she would put $150 on them, and I got each one, you know, and I got 60% of that, and she sold them like right away. So don't turn down a good bargain. If it's really great and you don't even want it, buy it anyway. Sell it on eBay, you know. How many of you sell on eBay? Have ever sold anything on eBay? That's not very many of you. How many of you bought something on eBay? That's pretty good. That's not really good. No, you should be doing more. Shame on you. Yes, I read an article, a year or so ago that said that everyone should be buying on eBay and selling, and that ultimately everyone will be buying and selling on eBay. It's just too. One gal in one of my classes said that her husband had an old snowboard and he put it on. It was real old, like 15 years old or something. And he put it on for $200, and it sold for $1,100. So, you know, things like that can really be very exciting. If you inherit grandma's china and it's really good and you don't want it, spend some time on eBay and at replacements.com finding out what it sells for, okay? Because if you let somebody else sell it for you, you're not going to make very much on it, you know. Okay. How about... let's see, deluxe rummage sales. Boy, we'll see who the snobs are in here today. Okay. Deluxe rummage sales, I'm talking about nice deluxe rummage sales where they used to have the Junior League rummage sale. Remember that? Where all these professional people, very wealthy and whatever, and they would raise $125,000 for charity. Well, they've discovered they can sell their stuff on eBay, so they're not doing it. That's what's happened to rummage sales, is they've gotten smaller and smaller because people sell their stuff that know how to do that. And so there's still a couple. There's one called the Thursday Club that happens every March, and it's the same type of people that are donating these things, you know, and it's huge. And I go in, I stand in line. I refuse to go before about 2 hours before. I'll stand in line 2 hours. But the line is already around, you know, the corner there of, you know, at the end of the where the Aerospace Museum is there. So those things are worth going to. They're worth getting up at the crack of dawn and going to. And people who go and really know their stuff and have been before and that, you know, it's a match and they're hooked on it, they take big garbage bags, you know, these, you know, 50-gallon garbage bags with them, and they just go over and they buy all the children's clothes or something and stuff it in. Really, that's what they do. And maybe they're reselling it on eBay. I have no clue. But that's what people do. They'll go and get the purses and everything, you know, and just stuff them in, you know. Okay, so let's talk about computer classes for a second here, where you can learn to buy and sell on eBay free, okay? On the bottom here of your gizmo here, somewhere on here is number 30, the last one, free computer classes. You know, beginning to certificate programs, sewing, chef programs, and so forth. They're free. Why are these classes free, you ask? You know, good question. It's because that's your tax dollars at work. The more you know, the less likely you're ever going to have to draw from the dole, right? So anything that is considered vocational, where you can make money, is free. So learning any type of computer skill means you can get a job. And eBay is something that everybody can generate a little money or make a business out of if you wanted to. But you don't really have to go to that class to learn it. I went twice. It took me, you know, I was committed to learn, but you just don't do it. You know, you get a little fear of something new sometimes, you know. I was born before the computer gene was invented, you know. These three-year-olds can do it, you know, and I'm going like, huh, I have to build that portion of my brain to accept this cyber stuff. So I took the class twice and finally ended up deciding to do it. Actually, a friend of mine called me and she says, I am going to walk you through it, you know. So on the telephone, you know, here I am on the computer and she's on her computer and her phone and she walked me through it. Here's how you sign up. Shut up, do it, you know. She taught me the harsh way, and I am so glad. But you don't need to go take that class. You can go to eBay.com, you click on Index, and look down through Index, and I think it's called Education. It teaches you step by step. It's a tutor that'll show you exactly how to buy and exactly how to sell. Okay? Good deal? There you go. You owe me one. You owe me lots, really. Okay. Let me tell you a few more things here. How about travel? Does anybody like to travel? Oh, yeah. Well, how about some free travel? That'll work too, right? The ladies usually throw tomatoes at me in my class when I talk about this, but men over the age of 40, from 40 to about 70, boo, get to go free on cruises if they know how to dance and have a few social skills. Can you believe? Boo. But you know what? Some of these cruises have 6 cruise hosts on them and 300 single women that they have to dance with. And, you know, any of the ones, you know, that's their job. They're not allowed to get this free trip and a bar bill they get. They're not allowed to go sit in the corner and fall in love with Ms. Wright, or they might find themselves swimming home. But anyway, that's just a fact of life that, you know, women love it. They want the guys on board, and that's why the cruises will do that. Okay, you can fly and be a courier and get, you know about being a courier? A courier is the person who takes a package in lieu of their luggage. Like, let's say the Bank of America needs documents flown to Paris tomorrow to be signed. Well, they don't want to pay one of their employees to do this, right? So what has sprung up is courier services, and you volunteer to be the courier, and you get to take the thing, and they go all over the world. I met a lady in one of my classes that I teach that had 250,000 miles of flying. She liked the Asia route. She liked to go to Hong Kong. And so what she was doing is she was buying stuff, you know, to bring back to sell. So she was getting free trips to Hong Kong. I mean, listen, there are so many clever ways. People are so clever. They're doing these unique things. Think out of the box, you know. Think out of the box. Volunteer to be bumped. If you're still do this, because now the airlines are cutting back on their schedules, right? Because of everything, right? Which means that the planes are fuller. And if you're going on a leisure trip to see grandma in New York City, you can lollygag and sort of be late getting to the gate, and maybe the plane will have filled up. Okay, and if you can't get on the plane, and if they can't put you on one within 2 hours, they give you a voucher good for travel anywhere that they fly to. Got it? Or I say do it this way. Be the first one at the window and sign in, and then say, I want to volunteer to be bumped if this plane fills up. And they look in the computer and they'll say, this plane is like full. Sit over here. You know, don't get on it. Or they'll say, you know, get on, and if we need you, we'll ask you to get off. Or they'll look and they'll say, this plane's half empty, and no, there's no chance of it, so forget that. But that is, I've been bumped a number of times, and they needed 16 people to get off of a flight to Portland. And a friend of mine was on that flight, and they said, oh, will anybody volunteer to be bumped? And she threw her hand in the air, and that was that. And then they said, we need 15 more. Nobody else was sticking their hand up. So they said, okay, we'll up the ante. We'll give you 2 free round-trip tickets to anywhere that United flies to if you will give up your seat. And she said, what about me? You know, she's getting her stuff. You know. And they said, you're covered, you know. So, I mean, it can really be something. And another friend of mine got off the plane in Dallas, you know, and didn't get on the plane next plane in time or whatever. And there was no more Dallas flights out that night. And they put her up at this deluxe hotel. Of course, her luggage went on, right? Okay. And they gave her they gave her a little sack that has a nightie and toothbrush and whatever in it. And, yeah, but they gave her a ticket for the next day and $400 for doing that. Plus, they gave her, you know, overnight in that hotel and a prime rib dinner if she wanted it, you know. So that can be a lot of fun. Anyway, you can get half-price cruises and so forth. A friend of mine in Florida said, why would anybody, she was on a cruise going to Belize. Florida cruises are only like $599 and so forth for 7 days. And she said that everybody was laughing on board this cruise about why would anybody ever think in terms of moving into a retirement home for $5,000 a month, when for $599 a week you can be on a cruise ship and they have a doctor, right? And all the food you can eat and all these sites. We just go from one to the other. All right, you all are a lot of fun. We'll close it down and get some questions here. Simplify. You want to remove clutter from your house. You know, sell your good stuff. You know, get rid of the other stuff to make a good donation. Have a yard sale or put your bigger stuff in consignment stores and so forth. There's a trend toward downshifting. So, you know, smaller is better. All right, let me say that my book will be available. It's coming out in October, and we are passing around a sign-up sheet if you're interested in any word about it. It will save you a fortune. The book will be selling at B. Dalton Walden's Bookstar, Doubleday Barnes & Noble, and it will be $22.95 plus tax, which is around $24.50, okay? But if you get it directly from me, old Watashiwa here, $20, and I include the tax and the shipping because I'd have to mail it to you, okay? So it's the best $20, a lot of people say, they've ever spent. It's the $20 that keeps on giving. It's got, you know, legal and tons of free things to do. Only do free things for the next 3 months and take the money that you would have saved and stick it in a little can or dish or something or a covered bowl and see how much money you've saved at the end and how much you've learned about San Diego by exploring the wonderful things that are free here and, you know, in the whole area. We live in this beautiful area. So there's no need to, like, be stressed to the nines when you can have a fabulous lifestyle, even on the slimmest budget, you know, if you take advantage of all the deals and steals that are available here to us. Okay, you all have been wonderful. In closing, let me say that San Diego is an expensive city to live in, so it really helps to know about all the bargains. You truly can have a fabulous lifestyle, even on the slimmest budget, as I said, and may all your dreams come true, and God bless. Okay. You all were a lot of fun. We'll take some questions, and is that email list going around? Okay. Also, my contact information is on here. Okay. So in about October, mid-October, say you can contact me, make a great gift for someone for the holidays, you know what I mean? The more the merrier. Yep.
I don't really have a question, I just have a comment.
Good.
There's another page that's related to eBay. It's called half.com, and you can sell books and music half of whatever the list price was.
You can sell them or buy them?
You can sell them and buy them.
Okay. Half.com. Yes, I know about half.com. It's for selling and buying. I didn't think about selling on that, but that's a good one.
You can sell your books like half whatever the price is. You know,
right, and there are sites that sell used textbooks and so forth. Okay, we got some more questions?
I just had another suggestion. I belong to paperbackswap.com. If you are a reader and like paperbacks, you list your paperbacks on the site, and then if someone's looking for that book, they email you, and you just mail the book to them.
Yes, yes, I know.
And it's just the cost of the shipping. So
yes.
That's another fun one.
Oh, that is a very nice one. That is a very nice one. Yeah, Cher?
I believe I attended one of your talks here or someplace else some time ago, and at that time you spoke about educational opportunities.
Yes.
Colleges and universities that reduced prices for age or some other criteria.
Yes.
Are those still available?
Yes, yes. San Diego State, this whole University of California State College, UCS, right, like San Marcos and San Diego State and all the other ones in California have, when you turn 60, and I know nobody in here is going to turn 60 for another 30 or 40 years, but tell your grandparents about this one. When you turn 60 or older, you know, you can go free, my favorite new F word. Yes. What was that other one? Yes. But you can go free. And that can change your life. One lady told me it absolutely changed her life because she was 50 and she was going to retire at 55 and pay her tuition to go to San Diego State. And she says, now, I get goosebumps when I even think of this. She says, now I'm still going to retire at 55. I'm going to save all my money and I'm going to travel for 5 years. And then when I turn 60, I will go take advantage of that free program. And there is another program you might call any university that you're near. UCSD does not do this unless somebody can help me find out how, but I don't think they do. I live near Point Loma Nazarene, and they have a program called SPICE, a senior program, information, whatever, okay, SPICE. And it's free for anybody that lives in that area, or maybe anybody who wants to go there. And of course, this is always space available in the classes. And it's $35 a semester, all the classes you can eat, right?
UCSD has a program like that. It's called the Osher Institute.
Is that for credit?
Osher,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
O-S-C-H-E-R, I think it is. And I believe you pay a fee to belong to that group. But then any course you take, if it's available, you can take it for free. It's something like that. I know they have it. I know it's for seniors, and I know
you
do have to sign up to become a participant.
Yes.
But once you're a participant, you can take the classes. So I'm not sure of all the details, but if you look that up.
I have that, actually. Okay. I have that. I don't believe that that gives you real credit. I think it's just courses, right. At the University of California system, you have to be admitted, okay? But you can go, you can go to San Diego State or UC San Marcos without being admitted, okay, for 2 years, and give it a try. Okay, and then, because maybe you had terrible grades and you don't think you can get in, but you can go take those classes, space available. All right?
I had a question about the Courier. How do you get signed up for programs like that, the Courier traveling?
The Courier, there are Courier companies that do it. If I were you, I don't have that information in front of my face, to give you something, but I would Google Courier and see what comes up. There's one that I have that I believe is called the International Courier Service or something, and they have even the schedule so you can plan for your vacation. It used to be it was only last minute travel, but it's not last minute travel anymore. You can sign up and say, a lot of the professors from the universities do this all the time. They get free trips. One I know from San Diego State went from here to New York on one courier, went on another courier to London, another courier to Morocco, another courier to India, and then back to London. Yeah.
I have a suggestion for people who want to travel. I actually got to travel for free, and I went to Europe. I went to Spain, Madrid, Barcelona, Rome, the French Riviera. And all I had to do was chaperone 5 kids from high school.
Yes. Chaperone 5 kids from high school. Yeah, that might be its own private hell. But yeah, right. I saw something on TV about one of those that happened where the girl ran off and married somebody. Yeah, right. Let me say something along that line, too. A friend of mine volunteers for the Red Cross, and she says she does it because they pay your fare to these places. And she's been to a lot of places, and until Katrina and so forth. And then she said it's got to be a little too much for her. But she did a lot of them. When they had these disasters somewhere, she was a volunteer. And they pay for your room and everything there, okay? Of course, she has to sit at, she sits in an office and she interviews people and, gets them qualified for their benefits and stuff. Yes.
How about are they a job for another job, like a web design for a plumber?
What about getting classes for that?
No, how you do that? Is it legal?
Bartering? Oh, is it bartering is definitely legal. Bartering is definitely legal. And there's a new gal that started up a bartering thing in town. I can't remember her name, but it's coming out in my new book. And yeah, bartering is where you trade services. And I'm definitely going to get involved with that, too. Like, I'll trade, like, a case of my books for whatever to somebody, you know what I mean? Or somebody wants me to speak somewhere or whatever, you know, negotiate it that way. Yes.
I've also found, and I happened to do this because we were buying a group a gift for a wedding at work. We didn't have quite enough money to buy the object they wanted, so I just asked the store clerk if it had been recently on sale and could I have that price.
There you go.
I've actually applied that in other places, and I found a lot of Target, Macy's, a lot of these places are willing to do that. So
absolutely.
If you ask, you
and
can often get an advantage.
It's even better now than ever, but yes, you can negotiate even in department stores and so forth, and I have a whole section devoted to that in my new book because it is a prime time to do it. And also, you know, since things aren't selling, okay, and big stores are going out of business, those inventories are being bought up by discount stores. So TJ Maxx and so forth are getting in fabulous things, you know, and more discount stores are going to be coming up. Yep. All right, we'll just take a few more and let you guys go eat your lunch or whatever you got to do. Anybody else want to share anything? Or there we go.
I have a friend that signs up to usher for the symphony and stuff.
Yeah,
and you can see a lot of plays that way and shows for
absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely, yes. That's one of the things that I have in the section on free and bargain things to do is all the volunteering. You can volunteer at the Old Globe. It's wonderful. It's, you know, yeah. Yeah, I have friends who do it everywhere. Well, thank you all for coming. Have a great day. And I'll be here for any more. Yeah.